Well, I'm back with yet another report from the 2017 National FFA Convention in Indianapolis and have a chance to catch up with another local FFA chapter. We'll be talking with Southwestern FFA members, and we'll start off with the chapter president, Sarah Ritchie. Sarah, tell us a little bit about yourself, where you grew up, and maybe if you live on a farm or not, and just a little about you.
I grew up in Medora. I show cattle. I grew up on a farm. I have been doing it since about 7 years old, and we're getting ready to go to Louisville in November, show cattle there, and I'm the president of the Southwestern FFA chapter.
Sounds great. So why did you want to get involved in FFA in high school?
My grandpa was in the FFA and my dad was, and they always talked about the great experiences they had in it, and I thought I wanted to try it, and I tried it my freshman year and I just fell in love with it.
Great. What a great reason to get involved. So you're president this year. Have you been an officer in the past too?
I was historian last year and a assistant my sophomore year.
So tell us a little bit more about the chapter. You said you've got a couple events coming up to get the community involved and some other things.
We are helping the Southwestern Foundation on November 4th. We're going to have a fundraiser and a petting zoo. And so if you want to come check us out, we've got some animals, cool animals coming in. So.
And what time does that start and where will it be held? So people, if they want to come, they know where to go.
It will be held at Southwestern High School on the football field. It's November 4th, and it starts at 4 o'clock and goes to 7 o'clock.
All right, sounds like a great activity. And Sarah, you mentioned that you've been showing cattle since you were a little girl, and you're getting ready to go to in November to another show. So how has the season been for you this year? And tell us about the cattle that you show, what breed, and just a little bit about what you do.
We've had a really good season this year. I actually raised all my cattle this year that I showed. We've had a few grand champions and some breed champions and reserve champions. We did really well at State Fair, having a reserve division. We show a little bit of Charolais, Angus, Maine Anjou, Chianeas, but mainly Simmentals, what we stick to.
All right. Thank you so much, Sarah. We're going to be talking with one of your classmates now, chapter reporter, Kaylee Bach. Kaylee, tell us a little bit about you, what grade you're in, and where you live and things.
I'm a junior, and I've been involved in FFA since my freshman year. Along with FFA, I'm also a cheerleader, and I grew up in the town of Brighton.
So I'll ask you the same thing I asked Sarah. What made you want to get involved with FFA in high school?
I had some friends from middle school. When they went up to high school, they became involved with FFA, and they told me about all the great opportunities that were provided to them and all the different experiences that they had and how much fun it was, so I thought that I would try it out myself.
Well, I'm glad you did. Great to see you here at National Convention, and I understand this is your first convention, so what were your thoughts when you got here? What do you think of everything going on?
At first, it was a little bit overwhelming. I'd been to state convention, but when I got here, it was so much bigger, and there's so many different colleges and people to talk to and different things to see, and all the state displays and the agri-science fair is so big. Like, there's just so much to see and do.
And what do you think about all of the FFA jackets and all the different states that you've seen so far?
It's really great to see that the whole state, like all the different states from around the country, can come together, and just to see all the diversity that is involved in FFA and see how all the different pieces come together to make the whole big picture.
Well, I'm glad that you have been having a good time so far this week. Talking about some things back at home, you do have a record book, so tell us a little bit about that and what you do.
My record book is on my chickens at home. I have 4 laying hens and a bantam rooster, and my record book is AgriScience Research Animal Systems. So I switch out their feeds every 3 weeks to see how it affects their egg rate production, to see if the protein levels affect how many eggs they'll produce.
Very interesting. So since you've been doing this, have you seen any differences in the egg production so far?
There's slight differences. Typically, feeds with higher protein allow the chickens to produce more eggs. So things, my highest protein level I test is a 21% protein level, and then the lowest protein I've tested is a 16%. And there's a big difference between the 21% and the 16% protein level feeds.
Well, that's very interesting. What a neat project. I hope that continues to go well for you throughout your high school career. Before we wrap up, I guess Sarah or Kaylee, if either one of you want to answer this, what has been your favorite part of being an FFA so far? I guess I'll ask both of you. We'll start with you, Sarah. What's your favorite part of being an FFA?
My favorite part of being an FFA is just getting to meet a lot of people, and I thought I knew a lot coming in to FFA, but I've learned so much over the 4 years that I feel so much more educated, and I still don't know about everything, and I'm just learning a lot and meeting a bunch of new people, and it's really great.
Very cool. And Kaylee, what's your favorite part of the FFA?
I think my favorite part of the FFA is probably the opportunities it provides to everyone. It seems like no matter what your interests are, you can always find a place where you belong. Like, we're very open to everyone, and it's great to see that there's an organization where everyone can find a place they belong.
Excellent. Thank you, ladies, both so much. We've been visiting with the Southwestern FFA chapter, and we do have a few more things that we'd like to mention. The Southwestern FFA chapter sold ads to local businesses. This is something that WSMI has been working with local FFA chapters on for a number of years. So we will start with Sarah. And Sarah, you have some sponsor names you'd like to mention.
Yes, I would like to thank Handled Auctioneering of Brighton, Tri-County Tractor of Jerseyville, RS Auto Repair of Brighton, Jerseyville Truck Repair LLC of Jerseyville, Jefferson Trailer Sales of Jerseyville, Pfister Seed of Jerseyville, Handled Livestock of Brighton, Southwestern Eye Care of Brighton, Farmers Insurance, Clock Kemper Agency of Alton, Louis Sanitation of Piesaw, Home Cook and Catery of East Alton, and Prairie Town Feed Service of Prairie Town.
And now we'll move on to Kaylee. You have some more to mention.
I would like to thank Medora FS Incorporation of Medora, Reno Farms and Excavating of Medora, Bucks Crossing and Ginger Bean Bakery of Medora, Triple D Farm of Carlinville, LRS Farm Drainage of Medora, Investment Planners of Alton, Circle T Steel of Brighton, Dream Home Realty Center of Wood River, Dar Farms and Dale Dar of Medora, Milner Club Lambs of Medora, B&B Farms of Medora, and Loy Farms of Shipman.
And last but not least, we've thrown in another member, Julie Bennett. And Julie, you have the last of the sponsors to read off.
And I would like to thank Geyser Auctioneers of Medora, Riverbend Resale of Wood River, MTS Jerseyville Incorporation of Jerseyville, Jerseyville County Grain from Jerseyville, Jerseyville Farms Elevator from Jerseyville, Roberts Motors Incorporation from Alton, K&T Christopher's Trucking from Shipman, G&M Christopher's Trucking from Shipman, Gagley Risk Management from Shipman, Moore Shorthorns from Jerseyville, LRS Farms from Medora, Wilson Grain and Fertilizer Incorporation of Piesaw, and last but not least, Brooks Barbershop in Carrollton.
Thank you so much. This has been an update from the Southwestern FFA chapter, live from the 90th National FFA Convention in Indianapolis. I'm Katie Wilson on FM 106.